You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Iraia. How are you this morning?
Oh, morena tātou. Yeah, ora nā, hei.
I'm good, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. It's so nice to chat with you ahead of a really fun gig that is happening this weekend at the Kiri Te Kanawa Theatre here in Tamaki Makaurau. It's the Bill Withers Social Club, a collection of amazing musicians celebrating an amazing musician. Tell us a wee bit about what it's been like prepping for this project.
Kia ora. It is. It's really exciting. Kua tau mai te wā, eh? And we're here finally. It's been a long time build up, really. We had an awesome show at the Auckland Arts Fest last year, which was just a piece of magic, really. And so thankfully we're getting to do the shows again. The build up to that particular one, though, was probably a little bit of a couple of years in the making. COVID put a pause on the whole thing, and and then when we finally did get there, I think that just the experience kind of exceeded both ours and the audience expectation and just the wider of it all, really. So it was really awesome.
I mean, it's a pretty incredible catalogue to get to have a play around in. Bill Withers, one of the most iconic voices probably of all time, spanning genre and, you know, an incredible figure in music in the last sort of couple of decades of sound. For all of you who are playing in it, is he someone that kind of has been a bit of a pillar in your own musical journeys, or did you kind of come into it later? How's your kind of connection to Bill Withers himself?
Good question, and absolutely. I think that he's played a bit of a pivotal role and an important place to all of us in the band as artists in our own right. You know, when I initially approached Del to see if he was keen on the idea, he knew all those songs before needing to learn them, you know. I mean, that was the thing. I mean, and I think, to be fair, Bill's actually played a huge figure in Aotearoa music in general, actually. A lot of people grew up listening to Bill and, like you say, that soulful voice, but also, you know, hip-hop and R&B and, you know, like the grooves that come out of there. James Gadsden, you know, probably one of the most sampled drummers of all time.
Yeah.
And just 100%. Yeah, we're all there and moved, and it's more a genuine ode and a true challenge as an artist to step up and recreate that music that has inspired you and shaped you musically, but do it justice and maybe do it in your own way, as well as completely honouring the person. So I think that was the whakaaro around it all, really.
Yeah, awesome. Tell us a wee bit about who's involved, Iraia, because it's quite the crew of musos you've got together for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, friends and whānau, man, that's what it is, that's the buzz. You know, it's actually a bit of a little bit sad, really, because when our good friend Aaron Tōkuna passed away, tēnā koe e hoa, moi mai rā, but at that time I was listening to a lot of Bill, and at that time we were going back and forth to his tangi, and I was like, really, like, I just knew right there and then that something really needed to happen, because it was a deep, powerful moment in the Wairua, really. And all of those people were actually just friends, people that I've played with, and I kind of thought, you know, this is who I'd love to have along. I mean, the first person I got involved was Dallas, because like I say, he's the guy that knew those songs before needing to learn them for a show, and is similarly has that vocal uniqueness. You know, how many of us have grown up listening to the Freddies in some way or another? I mean, he's the voice of a generation in many ways, and then again with Troy, you know, I've done a lot of work with Troy, and I just knew that he'd be perfect in it, and kind of from there. The band formed. Del and I had a bit of a hui and knew that Rio would be the perfect fit in there. many years ago when I just moved to Wellington. I was just playing in a bit of a, you know, jam band around town with Rio and Sage, and one of the first songs I kind of was thrown in that was Who Is He? Which is a classic Bill track. And so that, just another key connection. And L.A. Mitchell, I mean, she's phenomenal. I've done a lot of work with her in the Pretties, and a consummate professional, and also just brings so much mana to the stage, and that's just how she is and who she is and how she rolls. So that was an easy fit. Potentially could have had more females in there, but it just panned out that way, you know, like more Wahine mates. But a couple that I did ask were unavailable at the time, and it's all good, you know, like. And then the band, we've got Dan Hales, who's an absolute monster and plays with a whole raft of people and is always digging down here. He's our MD. He's the guy that can pull the charts from the ears just listening to the music. I mean, that's not my buzz. I played with Ryan for years in the Nudge. Nobody's got a tone on the guitar like Riz. And then our bro Adan, another old school welly head who's played percussion for years down here. So it was really, like I say, it's a whānau friends buzz. That's how it came about.
It's such an incredible, it is such an incredible whānau that you've pulled together for this. I think anybody coming along to this is in for a really special night. And there is something really magic about sharing songs that everybody has like generational relationships to, because not only, you know, maybe